Words I Want to Hear. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Words I Want to Hear. We're always talking to friends, we're always talking to neighbors, we're always talking to family, and we're always saying words that we want to hear. Or are we? Do you say words that you want to hear? Do you say words that are important to you? Do you ask for words that will be uplifting and be supportive of who and what you are? Or do you like words that just sort of mollycoddle you and sort of make you feel good or make you feel all is in order, but all is really not in order? What kind of words do you want in your life? What kind of words do you want to hear? What kind of words are important to make the world go round and make everything feel just a little bit better, a little more wonderful, a little more complete, a little more exciting? We here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry hear people calling in for words of support and words of love and words of joy, words of strength, words of health, words of abundance. And they all say these simple words. They say, would you speak your word for me that I am whole and perfect? Would you speak your word for me that I am abundant? Would you speak your word for me that I have harmonious relationships in my family? Would you speak your word for me that all is in divine order in my world? Now, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. But what are these people saying? What are these people saying? They're saying they want to hear. They want to hear words that they want to hear. They want me to speak words that they want to hear. They want somebody else to speak words that they want to hear. They want someone to say, you're whole and perfect, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wealthy, you're all these good things. They want somebody else to say these words. And that's good. That's wonderful. A rich man is going to look at another person and say, you're rich. Because a rich man only sees riches. A healthy person is going to look at another person and see health, because the healthy person only sees health. That's true. That's true. When the doctor comes to you, or you come to the doctor, however you get together, and the doctor says, well, what is your problem? Now, the doctor is in perfect health. The doctor is living health. The doctor is living wholeness. And so, when you come to the doctor only sees you whole. The doctor doesn't see you with a problem. Your problem may be all as evident as anything can be. It can be a broken leg, very obvious, you know. It's hanging there and limp and needing to be replaced or needing to be reset. And so the doctor, he doesn't look at the broken leg and say, this is something that's inconceivable, it's untenable, it's something that we cannot handle. He just says, no problem. Lay down, click, click, bump, bump, nap, nap, and he puts it back in place, and he puts a bandage on it, and he puts a cast on it if necessary, and he does all the little things. He does not see you with a problem. He only sees you as a solution lying there in front of him to be mended, to be worked on a little bit, to be manipulated a little bit, but brought back to its original purity and integrity. That's what the doctor is attempting to do. He's not attempting to make two broken legs. He's not attempting to make two problems. He's just seeking to bring that circumstance back to its original purity and integrity. Now, these are words we like to hear. You're whole and perfect. There, there. All set now. You're all set to go. Give it a little time there, and it'll all be back in perfect shape in no time. All is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is fantastic. All is good. And these are words you want to hear. Now, my recommendation to every student of the University of Healing, my recommendation to Every person who comes to the University of Healing and who comes and talks to us about our program, my recommendation is you speak the words to yourself that you want to hear. That's called an affirmation. Speak the words you want to hear. This is what a doctor does. A doctor affirms, well, there now, let's put that to right. Okay, now, let's do these few things here and all will be back in divine order again. Okay, no big problem here. Oh, you don't want to live? Well, if you want to die, that's okay. There's no reason to die. You got a healthy body. Just needs a little diking up here and there, a little perking up here and there, but no reason to die. No reason to not live eternally in this body. But we tell ourselves, I'm getting old. We tell ourselves, I am sick. We tell ourselves, I am poor. We tell ourselves all these sad things about ourselves. And we don't want that to be true. We should use the wisdom that the doctor uses. All is in order now. That's okay. We can take care of that. No big problem. And when you do that, then all is in order. When you do that, then those are words you want to hear. Now, it's about time, I would recommend, that I begin speaking words I want to hear all the time. Everybody in my world is wonderful. Everybody in my world is beautiful. Everybody in my world is fulfilling. Everybody in my world is supportive and uplifting. I am uplifting. I am supportive. I am wonderful. I am my original purity and integrity. I am all in divine order right now. I am me. I am. And you see, when I start looking at the world like a doctor looks at the world, he says, okay, no problem. Just a little something we'll work with here. So, how would you like to work with money all the time? Your money. With money that you would like to spend, like Bill Gates and Melinda do. They are working on trying to give away their billions of dollars. And they want to give them away in meaningful ways. Oh, you can dump it down a sewer anytime, but they want to make it meaningful. They want to say, who really would like this and who could really benefit from it? Now, that's a job. That's a chore. Oh, my. They can make themselves sick over that. But they don't. They just say, one day at a time, one opportunity to share at a time, these are words that I want to hear. Now, how would you like to have the job of having so much money you just have to give it away? Well, you know, the Gates are wealthy enough they could hire top drawer people to give it away. And you know, that's what they do. They hire people who are outstanding who give their money away. Now, what do doctors do? You go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, this is this kind of a problem. Now, I know a specialist who handles that particularly wonderfully and perfectly, and let's let the specialist do his job with you. Well, doctor, I wanted you to do it. Well, I am doing it. I am doing it. I am Bill and Melinda Gates. I'm giving away my money, but I have people that I hire to look into possibilities and places and ways of doing it. Well, I don't want a specialist, doctor. I want you. Well, you got me. I'm working with you. I'm going to charge you a fee, too, as well as a specialist. Well, you're going to charge me a fee, and somebody else is going to do the work? Hey, now, you're going to tell me how to do my job. You're going to tell me how to do what is right. You're going to tell me how to go back to my original purity and integrity. You're going to tell me what my divine right action is. You're going to tell me that. Speak your word about what you want. Bill and Melinda Gates, they say, we have money to give away. Let's hire outstanding people in the medical field, in this field or that field, in the field of ideas, in the field of dreams. And let's just have fun doing this. Oh, my, yes, that's what life is all about, is having fun doing it. Well, live in a healthy body. If you're going to complain about your body, then your body is going to complain and be that which you complain about. But if you're going to compliment your body, compliment your body, compliment your body, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, then your body is going to perk up and say, yes, 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 that's me, that's who I am, that's what I want to do, that's the road I like to go, that's what I'm created to be and created to do, that's me. And when we do that, then great and wonderful things happen. Now, What sort of thing is important for you? What sort of thing is imaginative for you? What sort of thing is going to tickle your heart? What sort of thing is going to turn you on? Well, go for it. Do it. Whatever's going to turn you on, go for it and do it. And have fun doing it. And as you have fun doing it, watch the miracles take place in your life. Oh my, oh my, oh my, yes. Yes. What other words that I want to hear? Words that I want to hear are words, I like me. Words, I love me. Words, all is in divine order. Words, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, in my heart, in my life, in my thinking, in all that I am. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. Oh my, what a lovely thing. I'm very privileged. I travel all over the world. I'm all over the world in countries here and there and everywhere. And wherever I go, people say, teach us the way, teach us the way. And I say, I can show you the way. I can show you the way, but it's up to you to walk the way. It's up to you to walk the talk. It's up to you to do whatever it is that you are shown. And if you don't walk what you're shown to do, then there's really no sense at all in showing you. There's no sense at all in telling you the wonderful ways that you can be the magical person that you are already. By just shining it forth and just saying, yes, I am that I am. I like me. I am wonderful. I am beautiful. I am good. I am glorious. Are these the words that you want to hear? They're the words that I speak for myself. They're the words that I speak for myself as I walk my meditation path every morning. As I walk my meditation path, I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal. I am ideal in all things, not only in my spirit, mind, and body, but in my affairs and in my life and in everything that goes on in my world. I am ideal. And when I say I'm ideal, it is ideal. It's wonderful. It's so wonderful. It's so fulfilling. It's so rewarding. It's just unbelievable. But it is not only believable. It happens to me. It happens to me every single time I say words I want to hear. Today I'm going to make up a list of words I want to hear. And my list is going to start out with, I like me. And my list is going to end with, I like me. And the content of my list is going to be, I like me. Sufficient. Nothing more needs to be added to it. Nothing more needs to be said. I like me. That's the whole story. That's the whole thing. I like me. I like me. I like this creation that I am. I like this body that I have. I like this mind that I have. I like this soul that I have. I like this creation that I have for myself. I like the friends that I've created for myself, the family I created for myself, the world I created for myself. I like me. I like me. I like me. That's the words that I really want to hear. And that's the words that I speak every single moment of my life to me. And that's why I live in a world of unconditional love, because I like me. I'm not in competition with anything. I like me. I'm harmonious with everything. I like me. Those are words I want to hear. Are they words you want to hear too? I quite imagine they are. So join me in speaking to yourself the words you want to hear, and just watch how the rest of the world resonates those words back to you in everything you see or do. Try it. It works. It's wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.